the swelling numbers of Muslim refugees and the migration of many Muslims to Europe and America make minority rights and duties an ever greater concern for Islamic jurisprudence today. And of course, the issue of women. One result of contemporary Islamic revivalism has been a re-examination of the role of women in Islam, and at times a bitter debate over their function in society. The resurgence of Islam has sometimes worsened rather than alleviated the situation or improved the situation of Muslim women. Women have often been the quick fix for those who wish to Islamize a society. This has often meant dismissing modern reforms or paradigms as simply Westernization and restoring the paradigms of the past. On the other hand, Muslim women have also become catalysts for change, entering the professions, running for elective office, becoming students and scholars of Islam, establishing women's professional organizations, journals, and magazines. And we'll spend a good deal of time in a future lesson looking at the place and role of women within Islam and within Muslim societies, both past and present. The contemporary Islamic revival produced a third alternative, both modern and rooted in Islamic faith, identity, and values. Distinguishing between Islam and patriarchy, between revelation and male interpretations in patriarchal settings, women are working to redefine their role in society, much, I must say, as their sisters in Judaism and Christianity before them and today. In many instances, this change has been symbolized by a return to Islamic dress or the donning of a headscarf or hijab, combining social change with indigenous Islamic values and ideals. New experiments have resulted in more women returning to the mosque, forming their own prayer and Quran study groups, and in some cases, women praying behind other women who lead the prayer. Women as individuals and organizations are writing and speaking out for themselves on women's issues, ranging from dress to education, employment, and political participation. In contrast to Judaism and Christianity, Muslims under European colonial dominance and rule have had only a few decades since gaining independence, relatively speaking, 4 or 5 decades, to accomplish what the West needed and took centuries in terms of the Enlightenment, the Reformation, the Counter-Reformation, the French and American revolutions, etc. Like believers in other faiths, the critical question today facing Islam and Muslim communities globally involves the relationship of faith and tradition to change in a rapidly changing and pluralistic world. And this remains the challenge, and a challenge that we'll be looking at and continuing to look at as we move through the rest of the course, as we look at the role of women, as we look at the question of Muslims in Europe and America. And finally, as we talk about the future of Islam, as we look out, as it were, beyond the first part of the 21st century. But I think it's important to recall today the words of Fazlur Rahman, a prominent Muslim scholar in the 20th century who taught at the University of Chicago for many years. His comment with regard to Islamic reform, in which he said that Islamic reform requires first-class minds who can interpret the old in terms of the new as regards substance and turn the new into the service of the old as regards ideals. This, I think, in many ways, constitutes the marching orders for Muslims who, like Jews and Christians, are challenged to move forward into the 21st century.